Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning, well, the recent rise in feed prices due to some weather conditions here in Kansas, as well as across most of the Midwest and even toward the East Coast. We've had some delays in the planting of the corn crop and a bit of a delay in planting of soybeans as well. As a result of that, we've seen a rise in corn and soybean prices. So if you're working with a person who helps you with bidding feeds as well as contracting feeds as well as marketing, work closely with them over the next few months as we watch these prices go up and down according to what we have for weather scares. Could be an opportunity to lock in some cheaper feeds and also protect yourself from the potential of significantly higher feed costs. So that's on the grain side. What do you need to be thinking about on the forage side? Well, supply is a key thing that you need to really keep a focus on. So know where you're at currently on supplies on hand, where you need to be for the next 12 to 16 months. And then as you have opportunity, how are you going to fill those needs that you have for the next 12 to 16 months? One of the things that we do need to consider probably is what we're going to do for available bedding, particularly straw. Straw may not be in ample supply this year. As a result of that, we may need to look at some alternatives for bedding. One of the opportunities would be corn stalks, but you need to plan ahead for that, keeping in mind that corn stalks maybe are not as excellent of bedding as what straw is. But in some areas, like bedded packs, as well as when we need to bed animals in open lots, it may conserve the straw. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.